Hi. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to today's Tuesday episode of Limitless Live. Michael and Jen coming at you from two states across the country, California and Colorado. Some of the best states. If you've never been there, take a visit. If you have been there, congratulations. You know what it feels like to be close to heaven. I'm really excited because today we are going to be talking about sacrifice, one of the sacred cows of entrepreneurship, one of the sacred cows of personal growth, you know, the concept that you must sacrifice yourself, you must sacrifice something in order to gain something else. And, you know, I think that when you are limited to a fundamental worldview of everything is against everything else, or, you know, looking at polarities as consciousness or sentience that is, you know, pitted against itself, right? Like light and dark, good, evil, all these different things. I think that sacrifice is one of the only ways you can look at things. But when you look at success as something that is not necessarily to be attained via the literal definition of sacrifice, killing something in order to bring something else to life, per se, I think that you find a world of difference in how you approach your business, your life, and ultimately the tasks that you have to handle throughout the day, you know, the way your body moves, the way your body doesn't move. But I really wanted to give you, Jen, the opportunity to share, if you want to, the story you were sharing with me about the radio show and sacrifice and all that kind of stuff. I think our viewers and listeners would love to hear it.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. So this recently I was invited to be on a radio show and a podcast, and the topic was entrepreneurship and the American dream. And it was certainly, you know, an honor to be on that show. And the topic came up, the host was talking about and asking me about what sacrifices I had made and my views on the importance of making sacrifices in order to be successful. And that wasn't really something I had thought about or phrased in my mind in that way until he brought it up. And so it really opened up in me, you know, a sense of discovery and breaking it down. And in real time in the conversation, I didn't agree with him. I, of course, you know, growing up in our modern culture, it's widely discussed and preach that we do need to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice XYZ in order to achieve, you know, the thing that you're looking for. But I think, as you said, that is a really segmented view of success. And what that discounts is success as a holistic idea. And we've talked about this, I think, in every episode now. What is success? So if we're only looking at money, I can achieve the most money if I work 20 hours a day. That's true. I can be super productive if I work 20 hours a day. And then I would be sacrificing my health, my sleep, my sanity, my family, my, you know, yeah, all those other aspects of self. And that's not my definition of success. It's not my definition of achievement. And it's not how I live my life, how I run my business, and how I approach, you know, my day, my week, my year, my goals. I rather look at integration, prioritizing. You know, I definitely have to prioritize how I spend my time, but I have a lot of things that are non-negotiable. I don't do well if I don't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
There have been days I worked really long hours and I didn't get enough sleep, but, you know, that's once in a while. And so as this came up, the idea of having to sacrifice, everything in me said, no, 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 you have it wrong. You have it backward. You're not going to be successful because you might achieve 6, 7, 8 figures, but the rest of your life is going to be in shambles. And so I think it's a dangerous teaching.
Yeah.
To lead people down the road of this is the way it has to be in order to succeed. You have to sacrifice things. You have to sacrifice your time, your health, your family. And we all in our, you know, culturally view that as normal. That's completely normalized, this totally dysfunctional, out of balance life. And so it got me to, you know, pondering and discovering in myself, the idea and the teaching and the importance of showing people, modeling for people, and helping them to discover how to balance. And that happens through, you know, prioritization, what's important, what the goals are, what you're looking to achieve without sacrificing. And I think that's the really important thing that's often missing for people when you're looking at holistic success.
Yeah, absolutely. And you bring up so many amazing different kind of segments and tangents we can go down. And there's a couple that I really want to piggyback on here. And the first is that, you know, when I really think of success, I think of fulfillment, you know, because when I think of fulfillment, I think of whether something is hard in the moment, that's not dictating a metric of success for me. And it's not this concept of, oh, I'm enduring this so that I can eventually get X. It's, I love what I'm doing. Therefore, in the middle of this thing that I have to do, I'm able to work through this grit, this sense of contrast with my body, this sense of I'm pushing myself, but it's not this, oh, dragging my feet everywhere I go. It's like, wow, I'm really excited. And I think that you can probably say that's true for your restaurant. Yeah. I know I can say it's true for Reality Hacker. And to kind of compound that, I personally believe that the way you are in one area of your life is the way you are in all other areas of your life, whether you believe that or not, because it's really, I think it's possible for people who legitimately do have split personality disorder. Let's just say that. But if you don't have SPD, the way you are with your relationships is the way you are with your job, is the way you are with your finances, is the way you are with your habits, with the way you are with your chores, with the way you are with your life. And it's so interesting to me when we go down this road, because a person, when you talk in the context of a person who thinks they need to sacrifice something in business in order to get more success in business, it's like, well, how are you approaching your relationships? And we begin to unpack that. And I'm sure that you can, if you're one of those types of people, you can begin to see how in your relationships, the dynamic there has been one of sacrifice to achieve. And then we don't even need to go into how much that affects our ability to give and receive love, right? And everything that kind of entails too. So it's amazing how much we don't talk about this, and yet how much this is riding on how our lives unfold.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that ultimately leads, you know, at least somewhere to a sense of resentment.
Yeah.
Of the thing you sacrificed, and whether that's sacrifice of, you know, whatever it is in relationship, in finance, in personal life, in self-care, in how you feel. I think of all the people, you know, I've known in my life that physically worked really hard. And when they reached old age and retirement, their bodies were a wreck.
Yeah.
They weren't able to enjoy life. They sacrificed. And my dad would have used that word a lot.
Yeah.
He sacrificed a lot for us. He sacrificed everything, you know, to succeed, to make it work, blah, blah, blah. But there's underlying level of resentment because I couldn't have that because I chose this.
Yeah.
And I think it would be amazing for people to know and discover for themselves, you can have this and that.
Yeah.
And it might need to look a little different, but you can have all the things.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you learn how to function effectively, efficiently, and, you know, apply, as you said, the same principles in business as you are to your finances, to your relationships, exactly as you said, but bringing those into balance rather than complete disintegration.
Yeah.
Not disintegration, but disintegration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where there's, you know, no flow at all.
Yeah.
It goes against the grain. It goes against the spirit. It goes against, I think, happiness. It goes against fundamental happiness and fulfillment to have that mindset. And yet that's what's taught.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so amazing when I keep on having this old Christian hymn come to mind. I forgot who the guy is, but the whole line is to obey is better than sacrifice. And I it's not that we're obeying anything here, but it's, to me, that represents, it's better to figure out like what you need to do and just do it instead of trying to make these drastic, you know, massive measures that are some sort of symbolic representation of your investedness in whatever it is that you're trying to create. Like shows of displays of lights and trick, they don't mean anything because at the end of the day, yeah, you're cutting off one life to try and bring another out. And it's like, that's not the point here, especially when you begin to dive into the fact that all things are one consciousness experiencing itself. You can't really kill anything, even humans, right? So, you know, I really, really plug Limitless Day here. Believe that there's such power in understanding the values, your values, right? If there's anything that I believe in, as far as a sense of individuality, it's our values, right? What matters to us. You know, it may not be the same to the person next door, and that's okay. But what we've come to understand, I know you understand this, is that when you understand what your values are and you set your life up around your values, or seek to become a person that embodies those values pretty consistently, a lot of these concepts that we're talking about, they completely fall away. Because when you're living in your why, and you know why you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you're not just living mindlessly, and you're not just, you know, walking around empty-headed or with a ton of misplaced or misguided ambition, you know, because there are tons of entrepreneurs who can say, yeah, I built 7- and 8-figure companies, but in the process became somebody that I hated, you know? And it's just so wild to see how many of us still are trying to be, you know, I think it makes sense. Our culture is all about get. So when it comes to the personal development, a lot of people take that subconsciously into get. But it's like, you know, man, what if I really focused on give and be. You know, I think a lot of things would be different for us. And I think as I have realized what my values are and begin to build my business around them, it's not that there were things that I had to do that I didn't want to do, but it's that everything I did became more enriching and more aligned and more in sync and more on tune and more in tapped and more in flow and more on guard and in center and, you know, perfect, because it's never about the things, right? We always know that it's not about the things.
I think that's why it's also really important to ask those questions for anyone in any position in the world.
Yeah.
Ask yourself the question of why.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? And really do some self discovery, because, you know, the question I always come back to, I ask my kids this all the time, and I know they're listening because our daughter got really frustrated. She said, I know you're going to say, how do I want to experience life? How do I want to experience my life?
Amazing.
And if we look at, you know, all the stories of the people who did achieve amazing financial success at the expense of everything else, yeah, lost relationships, had health issues, on and on. If at the beginning of the journey, that question would have been in place, how do you want to experience your life? It wouldn't have been, do you want to be wealthy or healthy?
Yeah.
The question at the beginning would have been, I want to enjoy my life in abundance, making an impact, you know, while also having time with my family. That's what the answer to that question would have been. And I think having a solid, grounded idea of your values,
yeah,
will allow you to proceed toward your career, toward whatever it is, in a very different mindset,
yeah,
a completely different mindset. That's one of balance, because you're constantly coming back to, is this supporting that bigger vision?
Yeah.
Not just, you know, the small vision or the fragmented vision or the very myopic vision. Is it supporting the whole vision of how I want to experience my life?
Right. Right. And you know what? The amazing thing about that is that when you become obsessed with the values instead of the things, a lot of the small things that come with growth, you know, all of a sudden they're not that big of a deal. You know, I think that I also think that when you're living from your values, you're not living from fight or flight, you know, which I think is a very big thing when it comes to cognitive processing, you know, creating solutions, coming up with solutions for all sorts of different scenarios, you know, being in fight or flight, it never really, you know, it never really serves us in any way when it comes to cognitive processing, successful cognitive processing, I should say. And then, you know, you look at that, it's like, I look at the times when I have been in a place where maybe I'm making money, but I'm capped out in something that I'm not necessarily happy in. You know, no matter how much money I make and how much more time freedom I have, I'm never fully satisfied because I know in me, I have to go back and do that thing that I don't want to do, despite the fact that it makes me the money that it makes. And I think everybody that's listening, I know you can say this, I can say this, has experienced that to a degree. And I think that that is what happens when we don't know what we want, when we don't know why we want what we want, when we don't know why we value what we value, and most importantly, when we don't place what we value at the top of our kind of priority list in everything that we do. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, when it comes to careers, when it comes to jobs, it's like if you're stuck in a job that you hate, and you know, even if that job is something that you got as a result of post-grad education or post-high school education, you know, there are still a million different other opportunities out there. If you're a data entry with a focus on, you know, a specific vertical, you know, you can extrapolate that skill and find a way to do that in such a way that supports whatever other values that you have in your life are. You know, I mean, even if you're a doctor, there are ways for, because I know a lot of doctors who are just overworked and overwhelmed, for doctors to leverage their expertise, their credentials to do things that actually help people and don't necessarily burn them out and give them cancer at 42, you know? And that's another thing here that I think most of the time we don't really even get to see until we, A, understand our values and then start moving towards them, because there's something to be said about your beliefs affecting your vision, right? Like this whole, if you have never even kind of began to look at your values, the belief that you can actually live a life that you want, that's such a far belief to actually kind of, you know, get to. Because even when you think about the cars, the houses, the wealth, the sex, the money, whatever it is, it brings an emotional impulsivity. There is an emotional heightenedness around vanity and wealth and visceral abundance, I think. But it's not the true fulfillment of the soul. And that is what I think all of us are looking for, whether you're an entrepreneur or, you know, building your own company, or whether you're working for somebody else. You know, ultimately you're looking for that fulfillment, and that fulfillment is never going to come, A, when you don't know what matters to you, but B, when you have these cycles of sacrificing, which can also be replaced with suppressing aspects of yourself, aspects of your desires. I mean, that's the whole thing here. You know, we say, well, you know, I'm creative, but I don't know, you know, I'm doing this very right, left-brained, you know, data entry job. Well, dude, you know, you can build a print-on-demand store and you can hire freelancers to help you with the more, you know, any aspect of it. I mean, the reality is, but again, we won't get there until we understand what really matters to us, and then we give ourselves the opportunity to go after actually building the things that matter to us and understanding why they are what they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that made me think of something else too, to touch on what you said. The feeling of being stuck or trapped, you know, oh my gosh, I spent this insane amount of money on an education for a specific career. Now I'm in this career and I'm unhappy. There is a feeling of being trapped or being stuck. And that can apply, you know, I just gave that example with education and vocation, but that can be in anything. And something that is very freeing is just knowing that you have an option.
Yeah.
And that there's not this sense of urgency, because that also stimulates the fight or flight response in our bodies. And when we are operating from fight or flight, actually the frontal cortex, the part of your brain that processes thinking at all, let alone higher thinking, but any thinking, shuts off because it's such a primal response. And so you're incapable of processing information when you're in fight or flight. I used to teach parenting classes, and it was this beautiful course called Love and Logic. And we dove deeply into people, but specifically for children because it was a parenting class. But the idea that when you are in fight or flight, it's impossible to process information and retain information. So to tie this into everything you just said, when we feel stuck, it can become impossible to problem solve because you're not capable of rational, forward, higher thinking. It can be impossible then to get out of a situation that you feel stuck in. And so just the idea of relaxing into exploring options, because everybody always has options, can free that up and allow the way for more problem solving to come in rather than continuing on this hamster wheel of unhappiness.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that relaxing yourself into those options, it requires knowing your values, you know? And I think that if you just take anything away from this, understanding your values really can be an anchor point in any situation, you know, because at any point, no matter what has gotten you miffed or what's, you know, wherever you are, you can really ask yourself what ultimately is fundamentally meaningful to me in this situation. I mean, it's so amazing the power that we have to stop the brain from going into, you know, overload, bring ourselves back to our center and move forward. And that really, that is the process here that leads us to greater understanding. And it also leads us, in my opinion, to greater levels of success, also called fulfillment. But if I'm never stopping, if I'm never checking myself, if I'm never really inquiring into why I'm doing the things that I'm doing, I can pretty much guarantee that I will continue to do a lot of the things that I don't understand or I don't necessarily align with, and not find the space to find a way out, right? That is like the thing here. It's not just knowing your values, but understanding that when you know your values, it's very easy to navigate. It's not very easy. It's simpler to navigate yourself out of an unpleasant situation and ultimately into a place where you're truly happy. I think that at the end of the day, the reason the state of want in our country is so big is because we prize the concept of overabundance as a supplement for not knowing ourselves. And there's nothing wrong with wealth. I love wealth. I love cars and houses and all the typical stuff that a 29-year-old loves, right? But I've also, you know, felt the emptiness of wealth without fulfillment, without fundamental, you know, alignment and all everything that comes with that. Like, you know, I spent 3.5 years daydreaming my ass off about, you know, manifesting $100,000 car. And the moment you take delivery, that high is gone. It's gone. And you realize, like, I spent 3 years idolizing this object that, you know, it's cool, it's great, it's awesome, but like it in and of itself doesn't bring any fundamental fulfillment. You know, it is always about our whys, and our sacrifices will never put us in a place where we are living from our whys. Because as long as we're sacrificing, we don't understand what our values are. Because if we did, we would realize that sacrificing one life to bring another one out, it does not make any sense. You know, the only time the concept of sacrifice is remotely applicable to the human experience is the process of metanoia or redesigning and assigning meaning inside of your own nervous system. But even then, that's not sacrifice. When you're letting the old man die, right? When you're letting go of your beliefs, it's not a sacrifice. No. It's honestly one of the most loving and freeing experiences ever. You know, so man, it's crazy when we really go down these tangents. We understand that sacrifice is a concept that is rooted in self-ignorance. And hey, you know what, dude? If you don't know what your values are, you don't need to feel bad. You have an opportunity. You have an opportunity right now to figure out what moves you, what motivates you. And I guarantee you, because your brain is so amazing, that when you decide to take your values, inventory them, get very clear, your brain will begin to put together the pictures, the scenarios, the possibilities that lead you to desired outcomes, because that's what the brain is all about. The brain loves to receive input and give feedback. So you give it better input, it gives you better feedback. Understand your whys, and you'll understand virtually everything.
Yeah.
What a subject, huh? Sacrifice.
It's a great subject.
Sacrifice. It's sacrilegious. It is. It is sacrilegious because you are awesome. It's such a surface level compliment, but it's so true. So that being said, if you're somebody who doesn't know what your values are, we have got the perfect next step for you. We have recently released the Limitless Day Method, which is, to my understanding, one of the first personal development systems to anchor in at its core your values and build all of your life optimization processes around that. When you understand your why, you will know what the next step is and you will be happy. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So you can go ahead and pick that up on our Instagram at Reality Hacker Co. You can find it on our website, www.realityhacker.co. Good stuff. Thanks for letting me pitch. But Jen, I always love our conversations. I love that we get to sit here and talk for 30 minutes and it feels like five. And I love that, you know, it flows so easy. You know, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to talk about these subjects that I think, you know, are a little taboo in our culture today. Because it seems, I think, for a lot of people that something like successful entrepreneurship is impossible without sacrifice. And if I have one personal thought that I want to reflect on, and then I'll shut up and let you talk. You know, it's that as I've become what I would consider more and more successful, which literally to me means being in more of the places that I love to be at, being around the people that I love to be around, doing the things that I love to do, you know, it has not been a process of cutting off or sacrificing. It's been a process of discovery and integration and implementation, right? Like, this is the really cool thing about systems, is that if you build a system, most of the time, a closed loop system runs on its own. And if you can build a new system in your life and focus on that, the old systems that you've had in place will fall away. And so understanding your values and then taking very algorithmic specific action in order to put things in your life in order in such a way that they reflect your values is one of the most surefire paths to success. Because even if you don't find yourself with what you initially wanted, there's such a deep fulfillment along the way.
That's perfect, Michael. I have nothing more to add to that. I would just be reiterating what you said. I would encourage anyone, you know, listening to really drop the idea of sacrifice. Drop the idea, because it's the opposite. The sacrifice literally is going to deny you that sense of fulfillment.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on our episode of Limitless Live. You can find all episodes of Limitless Live on your favorite podcast hosts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. If you want to learn more about what we're doing, go ahead and connect with us on Instagram at instagram.com/realityhackerco. If you want to get involved in any of our work, we'd love to have you. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. Talk to you later.